New Orleans leaders are gathering later this morning for a groundbreaking ceremony for what's been called the Field of Dreams. It's become another landmark to Hurricane Katrina recovery. 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, 30 students at G.W. Carver High School ran onto an abandoned lot near their 7 classroom trailers and played football. Since then, a fundraising drive has taken place to raise nearly $2 million for a first-class facility at the flood-ravaged 9th Ward campus. The Recovery School District is hosting a groundbreaking ceremony today with members of the Field of Dreams Board of Directors. Plans call for a community football field, an Olympic-sized running track, and seating for 1,000 people. There will also be concessions, restrooms, and lighting. Corporate sponsors have stepped in to shore up local donations. Saints owner Tom Benson will be at the ceremony. The National Football League sent funds. So did Nike. City and community leaders are also set to attend today's ceremonies. The facility is set to open in time for hosting games in next year's football season. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.